Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Well, tonight we have a special night for you tonight, a loving message and a special guest to make you feel special. Cubit says, I got a hug here with all of your names on it. And Cubit wants you to wrap your arms around you tight and feel the hug and love that you're going to receive tonight. And God says that you are one of a kind. You are wonderful. Out of this world, awesome. Outrageously amazing. Extraordinary. Especially spectacular you. Roses are red. Violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so each one of you. Well, tonight, yes, we have a special guest, and he will be on later on tonight, but let me read some more poems to you. Sometimes our lives are blessed by people who are so special that we are happier just because we know them, and you are one of those very special people tonight. I am going to read a Valentine prayer. But first, I would like to read scripture coming from 1 Corinthians 13:13. And it reads, it's coming from the Amplified Version. And so faith, hope, love, abide these things, these three things, but the greatest of those is love. But first, I would like to also include what it says about each one of those three things. faith, conviction, and belief respecting man's relationship, relation to God and divine things. Hope, joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. Love, true affection for God and man, growing out of God's love for you and us. I'll read again. And so faith, hope, love, these three things, but the greatest of all is love. And this is what the next chapter is showing you tonight, lots of love. God bless you with warmth and love. We celebrate today with personal fulfillment in your work, in your rest, and play. God bless you with good memories, with people you hold dear, and fill your life with gentle things to warm your heart all year. God bless you on Valentine's Day and always. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, and so are you. Tonight, he'll be coming on in about 10:15. But before I go into click him on, I would like to also make an announcement before we get to begin. This coming Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we will be getting together and having our Valentine get-together. It's going to be at Create a Canvas. You'll be painting a portrait, which is called Heart of Faith. It's such a beautiful painting that you'll be painting. And don't think that you just because you never painted before that you won't be able to do so. They will be able to, and the instructor will help you to do that, and you're going to be surprised how well it's going to come out. There will be a prize for the best painting, so just make sure that you do your best, so you can maybe you'll be the special person that received that surprise gift. We will also have sparkling cider served as along with our finger food that you will enjoy as you paint your portrait. Please be on time at 11 and be casual because we don't want you to mess up anything, any nice outfit in case of that you drip some paint on your clothes. And please be on time. And one more thing, make sure that you confirm with me again if there's a change in your plans that you won't be able to attend. Please let me know as soon as possible because I have a number of people reserved, and if everyone doesn't show up, then I will lose money from reservation. So make sure that you let me know if there's some changes made. And I hope that all of you will have a safe. The next 2 days is going to be very critical as far as the weather. Just enjoy tonight and sleep late and just enjoy the next 2 days in the house. Find things to do and just knowing that God is loving on you. Let me see if he's on the air yet. I told him not to come on until a certain time, so he's not there. So let me see if I can read some more. Loving you message. Well, Cubit wanted you to know that he will also be at the get-together. He has something special to give you, and just knowing that you are special, and God wants you to know that in spite of us not having our partner, our spouse, that he's there with us. He's there to comfort us and always love on us. He will never leave us or forsake us, so he will always have his love for us. So just knowing that even though we miss the memories, miss our spouse, we have good memories. Concentrate on those memories and just knowing that wherever he may be, I'm sure he's thinking of us, loving on us, and making sure that we're going to have a wonderful Valentine. So just knowing that God is always there filling in where your spouse are not. I'm trying to, the time is going by so slow. I'm having him to call at a certain time, but it seems like the time is going by so slow tonight. But let me continue to, just a minute, let me continue to, I'm checking the numbers out to make sure that he hasn't called in yet. Just 1 second. It's going to be worthwhile waiting for. One thing I also wanted to mention as well, too, I want you to always knowing that the Next Chapter Widow Ministry loves you and cares about you, and the purpose of our ministry is to was to create and help women recover from the loss of their special someone, and that's your husband. Widows have no specific identity. You may be young or old, poor or wealthy, without children. Your loss could have been unexpected or sudden. While there are many adverse situations, the common link in the marital relationship that was created, regardless of the years. The emotion distress can be overwhelming when someone loses someone. So these days, these different holidays, will remind you of special moments. But the Next Chapter is here to help you get through those times and try to fill in some of those things that your spouse do. So we hope that Saturday that we can show you the love that God has put within Sheila and I to let you know that he's still there, there with you, and he finds people, things, and places to help you get through those moments. So just knowing that you are special, and the best love is God's love, because he will never leave you or forsake you. He will always be there. Whatever you may be going through, you may feel a little lonely during this time, but just knowing that God is there with you every step of the way, and he will find ways to show you love. And I hope that you will have a great time this coming weekend, because she and I have lots of special things that we would like to show you how much you are being loved and God, and we are just working in the midst for the Heavenly Father. Okay, just 1 second. Okay, he is not called in yet. I hope he can get through. Hope he can get through to the line of that night. I'm going to try to make sure, because sometimes our line is not open for a certain number of calls. So I don't see his numbers yet, but he is going to be calling, should be calling in another minute. But anyway, let me tell you a little bit about this special guest. He has a wonderful voice. He has a voice that, listening to it, you think that he is Luther Vandross. He can sound like Marvin Gaye. But he's going to send you two special songs and to let you know how much you are loved. Just one second. Just one second here. I am hoping that he can get through to the line because I have so many people on the line tonight, which is wonderful. But I don't see his number yet. Just one second. Okay, here it is, right here. Hi, Willie.
Willie Zach. Hey, how you doing?
You. I was looking for your number. I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on the air now.
I'm on the air now. Am I too loud? I mean, because I know
no, you're not. Not loud.
Okay, so everything going tonight?
Everything is going well, and I'm glad that you're able to call in. I'm looking at all the numbers. We have so many people calling in tonight, so I was just trying to make sure. And there, your number was up there, but I was looking for another number. I don't know why.
But anyway,
you're on the air, and I'm going to let you just do your thing because I just want you in the next 10 minutes, I just want you to let the lady know how special they are, and you have something special to tell them and sing to them and letting them know that God loves them and so do the next chapter. And we just want them to enjoy tonight. And I will, and Billy, you can tell, Billy has,
okay, are you ready?
Valentine, event four, and Billy, tell him about what you just came from California. Tell him what you were involved in before you get started.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say good evening and hello out there in American land. And thank Ben, God been really blessing me. I won the X Factor here in Atlanta last year, and I got another surprise, but I can't tell you about that right now. And I was out in California performing in Greenburg, South Carolina, and so I'm back here in Atlanta, out here in the cold. And it's just a blessing just to come before you this evening. And I'm trying to, I know Sister Mary, she said she wanted me to do some Luther, and she wanted not to be too sentimental, and I'm going like, okay, all Luther songs are like that. So I'm going to try to come up with something for you this evening. One song that I'd show them for you, the song goes something like this right here. Here we go.
Mother, mother, there are too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there are far too many of you dying. You know you've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. If you wanted not to answer, if only love can conquer it, you know you've got to find a way to bring some loving. Yeah, go. Take your time, take your life. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on and talk to me. can really see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Ow! God mercy.
Something like this. For everyone out there this evening. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I need to have you next to me. And more ways than one, and I refuse to leave until I see the morning sun creep through my window pane, because love won't let me wait. The time is right to hold you tight and take my hand, reach out and take my hand. We'll take a flight and see the night. In Wonderland, I need to have you next to me. Only you can set me free, and I make love to you. Yeah, we're exploring in ecstasy, and I won't take the pain. No, because love won't let me wait. Oh yeah. I wanna tell you, baby, the changes I've been going through. Missing you, missing you. Until you come back to me, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Long ago, and also always, I fell in love with you before the second show. Oh, don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again. Baby, 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 baby. I love you,
Mary.
Yes.
I really do.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Mary.
Much, Willie.
Okay. God
Thank
bless.
Thank you so much for volunteering to come on and serenade these ladies tonight. You've been a blessing
right.
to us on many occasions. You appeared at many of the other Valentine get-together that we've had before. So we just thank you for always being there, wanting to let the ladies know that they are loved and you showed them in the songs that how much. I'm sure their spouses.
Yeah, I really appreciate you all.
Would be saying the same to them if they were here.
Praise God. I give all the glory to God.
And thank you so much. And you have a happy Valentine as well. And be safe
all
in
right.
this weather.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sorry about that absence. Sort of disconnected myself as well, but I hope that all of you enjoyed the serenading from Willie Jackson, and I hope that you will be safe in the next 2 days in this weather. Just be safe, stay at home, and enjoy your family there, and I will be on Saturday. I'm sure the weather will be cleared up by then so we can all enjoy ourselves on Saturday. Be blessed and happy Valentine week to you, and knowing that Sheila and myself love you and want to continue to be there for you through all of these changes that you might be going through, just knowing that God loves you and so do we. And we're going to walk this walk.
Hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's who I got. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise.